The sweet sound of family history. On a visit to my daughter in Kentucky, USA, I discovered an old Appalachian musical instrument called the mountain dulcimer. I was teaching some of my grandchildren to play music and found it easy to learn to play simple melodies on the dulcimer. This portable and easy-to-store stringed instrument makes for fun family music while we sit around the campfire or at home. One afternoon, my daughter and I went to see if we could find someone who built dulcimers. We found an elderly man who lived in a little cabin on a country road. He built mountain dulcimers and had the perfect one for me. Over the next few years, I learned to play and taught several of my grandchildren to play as well. I wanted to give each grandchild a dulcimer, but buying 17 of them would be expensive, so I decided to learn to build them myself. I began by researching the history of this uniquely American instrument. I found that an instrument similar to the dulcimer, called a Streichholz, was probably brought to the United States in the 1700s by German or Scandinavian immigrants. At about the same time, Scotch-Irish immigrants also played the Streichholz. As time went on, people began to create modified versions of the Streichholz, which eventually became the mountain dulcimer. I also found that the name dulcimer is derived from the Latin dulce melos, or sweet sound. Imagine my surprise when later, as I was preparing family history stories, I discovered that some of my mother's mostly German ancestors and my father's Scotch-Irish ancestors had played the mountain dulcimer. I was amazed that generations later, I had discovered the instrument and had been teaching my grandchildren how to play it. What a wonderful musical connection between me and my ancestors and descendants. I am grateful for family history work, which has helped me appreciate my ancestors and feel a connection with them through the sweet sound of the mountain dulcimer. Gary McAllister, Colorado, USA. End of the article, The Sweet Sound of Family History, read by Austin Peterson.